Hello, hello, this is La Teacher Mari, and today I have Luisa Verde. She's 27 years old, she's Mexican, but she's living in Chile for 5 years. And she's here to talk about body positive. What? Body positive. What is this? Can you please tell us what is this body positive thing about?
Yeah, hi, of course. Body positive is a movement that started in the US around the 90s, and it's a social movement that works that looks for diversity and like truthfulness in the media. Body positive strives that media and I don't know, movies, social media, publicity, magazines, and all of those images that we are constantly seeing are using diverse people, not only the models and the Photoshop skins we're used to see, but a lot of different varieties of what the human being is.
Yeah, in the reality.
Yeah.
Good. So when did you start doing this type of workshop, this type of movement by your own?
Well, I started learning around 2017, but started giving workshops about it in 2018. And well, I started these workshops because a lot of my comments and DMs on my social media were about girls asking me about how I work on my confidence or accepting my body. And instead of just giving them a message, like a single message for every person that asked me that, I decided to do it publicly, like speak about it publicly. And I invented this workshop to have like a more professional way to give that idea and to invite people to join the body positive movement.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, so you have a social media with a lot of followers. What is that you do on social media?
Well, I don't know what it's a lot for you. There are many. And well, I started and I still do fashion. I like to show my outfits. I like to shoot like photos when I go out. I don't know, when I go out and eat something in a restaurant that is cute or around the city, because I like a lot of the buildings. So I started doing fashion shoots and putting them in my blog, on my Instagram and stuff like that. And I started that way before moving to Chile, like since I was a teenager. But when I moved to Chile, I saw that the narrative around these photos were different. Like in Mexico, people used to ask me, like, where do you buy that type of purse? Where do you buy those shoes or stuff like that? But when I moved to Chile, the messages and the questions were about my confidence or my look. Like, how do you, like, how do you dare to wear that if your body is fat? Or how do you use those shoes if they are meant to be for skinny legs? And so it starts changing because people were noticing my size, and there's where I felt this like narrative changing. And I needed to do that because people were asking that, and I didn't like just leave the questions there, because I have this idea of you can use fashion and you can wear whatever you want, despite how your body looks, you know, like if it fits and if you like it, you don't have to stick to those rules. Like, you're too big, don't wear that. Only use black or only use oversized cuts. And yeah, I started asking that. And there's when the body positive movement started to go, like, as a part of my project.
But that's fine, because instead of you know, instead of feeling bad or sad because those people were telling you that you were too big or that you were this and that, you took it and you said, okay, if they are telling this to a person like me, I mean, they are telling this to, you know, somebody else. So
everyone. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the discourse that we used to listen to. And that's great because you took it and you changed it and you turned it into something positive. So it's like it was raining and you started, you know, selling umbrellas.
Of course. Yeah, because also a lot of the messages I had were like, oh, I love your outfits. I love your confidence. I wish I could be like that. I want to learn. You inspire me. Like, and it's really, it's silly because I'm inspiring someone to wear a skirt. But it's so freeing being able to break that rule, that fashion rule that has been following us since, I don't know, since we were born. So yeah, I took that and wanted to give this message because, as you say, like the comments that I was getting were also the comments that the people who follow me were reading. So I needed to respond.
Yeah, well, this is a time I must confess that I'm one of those people that felt inspired by you and some other girls like you who started wearing dresses, skirts, and things that, and I'm quoting, I'm making quotes, that we are not supposed to wear those kind of clothes because our bodies are not meant for that. So I'm going to confess that I'm one of those people because I started wearing dresses when I got to Chile because I started seeing people like you and other girls wearing those. And I said, what? I'm going to do it also. So thank you. I mean, for me and for some other people that I know that you inspire. Luisa, what age or what kind of range of ages is this workshop directed to?
Look, I really want to be able to give this message to everyone, but I don't feel like I can do it because I'm not a professional psychologist or sociologist or something like that. So I designed the workshop to give it to people that were in my same age range, you know, like from 22 to 30 something, 40s, around that age, because it's what I can relate to, where I have like the same stories or around the same stories, around the same emotions, going through the same stuff. And so that's like the range I say. I don't like to ask, I never do, like, what's your age? Oh, you are over or under my range, so you can take the workshop. I have older people that it's really surprising to see because I'm young. So when I give this message, it's a really disrupting message to everyone because it's what we have been believing for so many years. And to see a lady like going through her, I don't know, 60s and telling me like, you make so much sense, you are doing a great job. And it's like, it's really weird. It's a weird feeling because she's older and she's supposed to be like this genius mind, you know? Yeah. But when this message is given to younger people, it's difficult to me because I don't feel like I can connect. It's a different generation. The social media is affecting them in such a different way. So I like to go over the 20s, so I can feel like more related to them.
Yeah. And talking about these cases, like the lady that was on his 60s, do you remember any remarkable case in one of your workshops when you say like, oh my God, she's telling this story and I can't believe it?
Yeah, I have a really sad story and a really cool one too. It's really sad because I realized that a lot of these fears and a lot of these negative emotions we have towards our body comes from our family. So there was this girl who told us that her mom was like ashamed and disgusted of seeing her naked. Wow. And her mom was always saying like, you know, in your house, when you go out of the shower and you run to your room for your towel or something like that. And she screamed at her like, oh my God, put some clothes on. You look disgusting. I don't want to look at that fat. And it was really sad because it's your mom. Like she wiped your poop. How she cannot look at you naked when you're 20, you know? So it was really sad to see that, like, this mom was so affected by these ideas that she was giving those same fears to her daughter.
And do you think that happens often? the family, moms are the ones.
Yeah, a lot. A lot of the times people say like my mom, my grandma, my aunt, like
ladies,
it's always, yeah,
the women.
It's always women. Yeah. And it's always this, the closest, like moms and
sisters,
mothers-in-laws and grandmas are the common
denominator.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also a girl talking about her grandma, but her grandma was body positive. So the grandma told her granddaughter to put a mirror inside of her shower. So every time she was showering, she could see at herself naked and get used to her body. So she was telling us the story and started crying because her grandma told her that and helped her to love her body and feel so more comfortable and all of that. But it was really cute to see that these different generations that sometimes are the toughest also kind of help us to understand our body and to love us. And she gave this really good advice of being comfortable with seeing you naked and doing this exercise when you're showering. So that was a really cute story. And that time, I think it was the third time I gave this workshop. And it was the first time that someone started crying like really bad. Not like this single tear cries. No, yeah. She was really crying, like sobbing. And I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know how to react.
I cried a lot.
I felt so bad because she was like on the other side of the room. So I couldn't go up and walk and hug her. Like it would be really awkward. But it was really awkward because we didn't move. Like we tell her like, oh my God, thank you for sharing that story. It's really cute. And okay, now move on. Like it was really weird. but at the end I hug her and I told her like really, I just thank her for sharing that story with all of us.
Yeah, and I think that the people that were there, and also you should use that story like an exercise for moms, for young moms to do with their daughters in order to, you know, to teach them to love their bodies. That's a very nice exercise. And I think that you can use that experience in order to, you know, as a tool for the rest of the people that you're going to have in the next workshops.
Yeah, I always tell that story in the workshops because it's a really good advice.
It is. Haven't you thought of, I don't know, making an alliance with a psychologist and take this workshop to a school so young kids can, you know, learn from it?
I would love it. I've thought of that. I've had some conversations around that topic. And it would be amazing, like, to be able to plan this message since we're little would make such a big change because a lot of the traumas we have, it's also because of the bullying we receive while growing up, especially when we are teenagers. So I will really love to do that. I hope I can do it soon. I don't know if I can do it now, but I would really like to do that. But I really feel like I need this professional support, so I won't go around giving bad advice or half of an advice. But yeah.
Is it written in one of your very beautiful planners? I mean, like a goal for the future? Or you haven't?
No, yeah, I have it there.
Okay.
But it's like a total different plan because I don't think I can give the same workshop I do now. So I would have to redo it entirely to fit with this new generation, with these new kids that, well, I could be a mom of any of them. So it's really different, the way to speak to them, the words they are using, the people they are following, you know, it's entirely different to my life. So it's going to be a big job, but a lot of work, but I would love to do that.
So that's in your plans. Restructure the workshop so you can like adapt it to these kids or different ages people.
Yeah. I'm a millennial, so it will be like Gen Z or maybe the new generation that doesn't even have a name yet. but I have this like written down, like invent a workshop for kids, because I would love to give that to like give the message to kids, not teenagers, like really young kids, because I have a friend who has a 4-year-old daughter, and she has spoken about how she feels uncomfortable with her body, like with her tiny little body that hasn't even developed, and talking about like how her hair is different, or how her best friend is skinny or fat or pretty or ugly and stuff like that. And she's 4. So I feel like giving this message to girls around like 8 to 10 years old, it's going to give them like really like a better ground than we had to grow into their teenage years.
And it's going to help them, and it's going to avoid a lot of issues, because you know, they go into such drama when they are in high school because of the bullying and because of the, you know, how I look and how I should look like. And
exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, I love the idea, because I feel that I needed that when I was younger, when I was in high school, because of my weight, and also because I am too white. And I also were bullied because I was too white. I didn't know that it was a color, you know, to be.
Of course.
So it was like, it is necessary. So do you have anything else to add for the girls who are listening to you, who are thinking that they are not good enough, that they are not normal, or they are not the way they should be, or the social media shows they should be?
Well, I always ask this question in my workshops, and it's like, if we were all identical, if we all look like, I don't know, let's say Kendall Jenner or Gigi Hadid, if we all look like them, that they are like the goddess right now on social media, would you like that? Will you actually like to look like them if we all look like that? I don't think so. We always try to look different. You know, we try different hairstyles, we try different clothing, we add different accessories to our body. So I feel like we have to forget about these social standards and about like these pressures to be all like look in a certain way and accept our differences. And also removing the importance of beauty from our lives. We don't have to be beautiful. We have to be someone. We have to do a good job. We have to be happy, but we don't own being beautiful to anyone. So I feel like the most important message is to remove that, like to give less importance to beautifulness in our life, and just focus on what we are and what we like to do and what we act and our decisions and what we add to the world or to the like society we live in.
Yes. I'm going to leave your Instagram user here in the comments. So all the girls who are interested in going to one of your workshop, or, you know, following you and see what you have to say about it, you know, and if they want to attend to any workshop, they can do it. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm giving online workshops now, so taking advantage of the
quarantine
situation.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. Yes. Well, guys, so that was Luisa Verdi from Body Positive. She's okay. So see you in the next. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No, thank you for accepting my invitation. Bye-bye, guys. Remember to follow me also at la_teacher_Mari with Latin I. See? @la_teacher_Mari con I latina. Bye-bye.